Maseches Nida, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah that discussed a woman who is having difficulty or pain in childbirth, and that the blood that accompanies that pain is considered dam leida, different status in halacha than if it's a regular woman who sees blood. So this Mishnah asks, Kama hi kishuya, what is the definition of a woman who's having pain that is associated with childbirth as opposed to, and therefore the blood is considered dam leida as opposed to ordinary blood that's dam nida or dam ziva? Rabbi Meir says, afilo arbaim v'chamishim yom, even if it's 40 or 50 days, and the Gemara discusses that 40 days is for a healthy woman, 50 days for a woman who is sick, that even 40 or 50 days before the anticipated due date, the blood would still be considered dam leida. That's considered blood that's associated with childbirth. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, daya chadsha, it's only the month of the due date, meaning the ninth month, that's when we assume that the blood that she's seeing is associated and that is accompanied with the pain of childbirth is associated. That's when we assume that that blood is blood that is dam leida. During any previous month, we do not make that assumption. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omin, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say that Ein Kishu Yoser Mishtei Shabbosos. It's only 2 weeks before the due date that we can consider the blood that she's seeing that is accompanied by the pain of labor to be Dam Leida. Otherwise, if it's let's say 3 weeks before or 4 weeks before, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon would say that even though she's experiencing what she feels is labor pain, that blood that she sees has a status of Dam Nida if it's during the Nida days, or Dam Ziva if it's during the Ziva days, and would not have a status of Dam Leida even if she subsequently gives birth right after experiencing that pain. So that is the halacha we paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah also discusses a woman who's having pain associated with childbirth, but this is pain that is associated with a miscarriage. So hamikasha besoch shmonim shel nekeva, a woman who is having labor pain during the 80 days postpartum from a previous labor of giving birth to a girl. So, and a woman gives birth to a baby girl, and then she gets pregnant again. Then she miscarries, is going into labor pain with the miscarriage. Kol damim shehiroa, any blood that she sees are tehorim ad she yetzei havlad. Any blood that she sees is considered dam tohar because she is within the 80 days of having given birth to her previous baby until this new fetus comes out. Rabbi Eliezer Mitame. Rabbi Eliezer says no. It has a status of dam tuma because this is not dam tohar. And the blood that she's having associated with the pain of giving birth to this second child is not dam tohar from the first baby, but instead is a status of dam nida or dam ziva, depending on which period she gave birth in. Amru lolo Rabbi Eliezer. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. But the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be a kal v'chomer. Uma bimkom shehichmir b'dam hashofi, heikil b'dam hakoshi. In an ordinary instance of a woman giving birth, where we're machmir about blood that is associated with having paused from the labor, but heikil b'dam hakoshi, but we are lenient about blood that is associated with the labor. So then makum sheheikil b'dam hashofi, in a place that we are lenient about blood that is not associated with the labor, which is in the case of this woman, which is dam toar, eino din sheheikil b'dam hakoshi, shouldn't we also be lenient about the blood that is associated with the labor? That's a good kal v'chomer the Chachamim are trying to say to Rabbi Eliezer. But Amar Lehen, Rabbi Eliezer says back to the Chachamim, Dayo lavo min adin lios kenidon, that yes, the kal v'chomer is correct, but we only extend it as far as the original source of the kal v'chomer. Mima hekel alea, what was the case that we were bringing the leniency from? Mitumah ziva, that it was from a case of a woman who was being evaluated during her ziva days, and we said that we can be lenient in that instance. Aval tumea tumas nida, but we do extend a tuma of nida, and that is the type of woman that we are discussing over here. So the kal v'chomer would not be enough to make us completely lenient. And we would extend, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would extend tumas nida to such a woman.